Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin our study, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we are on another day, and just as faithful as you always are, you're ready to present things to us, the truth by your Holy Spirit. And today, I pray as we study this book of Galatians once again, that you will bless us with your Spirit and your presence, so that we might learn about you and your Son Jesus and your ways. And Lord, we ask you to empower us to live according to those ways by your Spirit as well. We'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Each Prove His Own Work. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4. Paul the Apostle has been giving the church members in Galatia good advice and instructions on their behavior toward others. In chapter 6 and verse 4 of the book of Galatians, he turns his attention toward how we are to act toward ourselves and the work we do. He wrote, "But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another." Paul said previously that we are to restore one another when we are overtaken in a fault, and we are to bear one another's burdens. He begins this verse with, "But let every man prove his own work," which turns the direction away from others and toward ourselves. In contrast to being overly concerned about another person's work, we are to look toward our own. The word prove means to test, examine, or scrutinize. It means to recognize as genuine after examination, to approve or deem worthy. Each person is to mind their own business and determine whether the motives, actions, and activities and words belonging to what they do is genuine. Paul says there is a consolation in examining our own work. "And then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone," Paul says. The idea here is that when we are paying attention to our own work rather than another person's, we will fulfill our joy before the Lord and not be dependent upon the praise of others for value. When we do our work as unto the Lord and not unto men, we fulfill what Paul said in the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 23 and 24. "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." Finally, Paul said, "and not in another." Many people get so worried about what someone else is doing that they ignore their own work in the process. Their eyes are constantly upon others' works rather than being upon their own responsibilities. This is diversion, and those who practice minding others' business rather than their own never truly know the fulfillment which comes in doing as unto the Lord. Each of us should examine our own selves and determine if our work is as unto the Lord. Is it? Are we working as though God Almighty is our boss? And if so, what is the quality of the work we are providing? If we were to be examined by Him, would He determine that we spend far too much time concerning ourselves with others' work and not that of our own? Perhaps today is a day for rejoicing in our own work as we place ourselves before the mighty throne room of God and do our doings as unto Him and not unto men. Next time we will discover what we are to do with our own burdens. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,